Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today we're going to be listening to part two of a video series I created called A Whole New Way of Thinking About Uncertainty. In order to understand why what I'm about to share with you is such good news, it's probably worth sharing what insecurity actually is and where security can actually be found. And insecurity is a description of the feeling that comes with trying to find our certainty in the world of thought. So in the last video, I talked about the various forms, about how we look for certainty in money, we look for certainty in people, we look for certainty in status or reputation or power. But when we find that those things don't work, our next move is often to try and find certainty in our own minds. So we try and establish our values and get very clear on, well, these are the things that matter to us, not recognizing that we value different things at different times. And that at some points in your life, the value of a glass of water is pretty low. And at other times in your life, the value of a glass of water is higher than anything else. So we're trying to establish certainty around something that is inherently variable. In fact, thought is the ultimate variable. Thought is the constant variable. So we try and have beliefs, and this is what I believe, and this is my creed, and this is what I am going to stand for, and this is the hill I am going to die on. But even those ideas, because they are made of thought, the constant variable, the ever-shifting energy in our own minds, the creative force, continually coming into being and continually passing out of being faster than almost any other type of form. Faster than reputation, faster than power, faster than money, faster than people. Thought is constantly changing. So to look to our thinking to find certainty and the security we think will come with it is once again a doomed endeavor. But it doesn't mean that the search for security in the face of uncertainty is doomed. Because there are a few things that are constant, and you will always find them in the formless. You will always find them before the form. They are the space out of which form comes, into which form is born, and within which form dissipates. And we can call it things. We can call it consciousness. We can call it the soul. We can call it our true nature. We can talk about it in terms of its qualities. We can talk about it in terms of the silence, the stillness, the expansiveness, the presence of that space within. We can describe it in terms of the feelings of it, the space of meditation, a state of higher consciousness, the isness, now. But whatever words we use for it, it is that within us which never comes and never goes. It is that which we are born into, created out of. The ever-present background against which the movie of our lives unfold, the stories of our lives are written. It comes with a kind of a knowing That's not knowing about the things of form. It's simply knowing that everything is okay or everything is not. That whatever is happening, no matter how wonderful or how terrible, because it's in the world of form, whether the world of external form or the world of thought forms, this too will pass. This too will inevitably transform, shift from one form to another, because that's the nature of the formless. That's the nature of the world. The formless is continually coming into form and then returning to itself. Like sandcastles. No matter how hard you work on a sandcastle, no matter how beautiful that sandcastle is made, if you come back to the beach at low tide or high tide, if you come back to the beach the next day, the sandcastle will just be sand. And you won't be able to tell which grains were parts of your castle and which grains weren't. Now, when you can rest in the certainty of your true nature, of pure consciousness, of the simple awareness of awareness, the simple feeling of being, the enlightened Scottish mystic Sid Banks described as a silent mind and a beautiful feeling, then you bring that solidity, you bring that certainty with you into the uncertainty of an ever-changing world. And instead of being terrified by it, you become fascinated with it. Instead of trying to make it look the way it looked yesterday, you start to enjoy the ever-changing kaleidoscope of possibilities and forms that come your way. And the more the uncertainty in the world gets heightened, the easier it is to feel the contrast with the certainty and security inside. Now, we've packed a lot into a relatively little space here. So I really encourage you to sit with this. Take it out into the world. Notice what you notice. And then a few days from now, maybe a week, come back and watch it again. And I promise you, you'll hear it at a whole new level. And then you can leave it again and come back later. And each time you come back, chances are you're going to see more and more of that which is unchanging, more and more of that which is constant, more and more of that which is certain. And the contrast with the uncertainty of the world of form will actually help you feel the certainty and security of your deeper nature. One of the things that I found fascinating about exploring this topic is just thinking in terms of solid ground. That if we are living in the variability of thought, trying to navigate the variability of the world, it makes a lot of sense that if we're a moving target and the world is a moving target, it's gonna be really difficult to navigate. But if we are still, if we are able to rest in that simple feeling of being that I talk about in the program, then while we will still notice the variability and uncertainty in the world around us, it becomes much more of a game to be played than a battle to be fought or a world to be conquered. Have fun. Learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk to you soon.